And I understand the plastic man has been shut out from duck hunting again. They just don't have room for the guy down there at Cajun Fishing Adventures, so he's relegated to doing the fishing duty this morning. How have the guys been doing that have the honor of hunting ducks down there, Ryan?
I think it's a conspiracy. I think Ducks Unlimited did this.
Yeah.
They've been doing okay. Yesterday was bad because they killed ducks, but not good because no water. You know, they just this negative tide is just killing us. Then of course the duck season will end as soon as we get good tides.
Yeah.
So all next week will be good tides to hunt, and the season will be closed. So I'm gonna work on that hard as soon as that cycle ends, whether it's 3 years or 5 years, where they could switch the zones and stuff. So. I don't know how long this cycle has been going on, but it's been a while.
Yeah.
So, but they've been killing. There's a lot of ducks out there, all kinds of ducks, too. I mean, you name it from golden eyes to pintails and mallards. Not mallards. Very few mallards. But maybe this week we might get a few blown in with this cold if it freezes everything up north. So I don't know. It's been good, but the water's just been really – and the rest of the season is going to be the same way. When it opens up, we're going to have good water on the 18th, 19th, 20th, 21st, 22nd, and then it's going to start going negative on us. But we're just going to hunt outside the bays. We have to combat it somehow.
Yeah, well.
But the fish is still good, too. So it's been a good year.
Yeah, it has. And the river is it's a little bit higher, but it looks like there's a fall coming. Is that right?
There's a fall, but it's already messed up the river. I mean, once it gets to in my area, 5 foot, and further down the river, 7 foot. When it gets there on the New Orleans gauge, it blows it out. You know, everything gets dirty. Even the passes will get dirty now. You might still get them way down in Southwest spillways, maybe. But, you know, they're in the bays. I'm not going way down there if I catch them right here in my backyard. So you don't have a long boat ride. You can catch good. In fact, I'm going to fish them this morning. Sarah came down, so her and I are going to go fish. We're going to try to get redfish and trout this morning.
Now, is she going to be fly fishing or just conventional tackle?
We're going to bring everything with us. We're just going to have fun.
Yeah.
So I'm sure we'll throw the long rod at a few of them if we see some big ones, which we're going to do. You know, it's not that windy yet, so we'll try to hit them early because with this low water, they'll be out the marsh and just along the banks and canals, which makes them pretty accessible. And then after that, we'll go hit some reefs and some old shell reefs, I know, and catch some trout.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's pretty much all going on down there right now. I mean, you got everything happening.
It's been the best fall I can remember in so long. I mean, it's been very, very good. I mean, just pick your species, whatever you want to do and where you want to go, and you can do it. I mean, it's best trout year I've seen in many, many years for everybody. You know, not just us, but for everybody. I mean, it's been a great trout year. You know, it's I don't think the limits had anything to do with it. I think the rivers finally went down long enough to where all the fish in Mississippi and Alabama and all through Lake Charles and all that's coming back toward the river a little bit, you know, because we had that 10-year stretch where it was just record high level. So it's about the best year we've had at low yet last year for a while this year. And they're in all the bays. They're on both sides of the river. I mean, it's nice.
Well, I am hearing something different this year. You know, the trout are too big. You know, they're too big. We can only keep two over 20 inches. I can't find any under 20 inches.
There are nice trout out there. But, again, you know, the change in the limit didn't do that. Because,
no, it didn't do it that quickly.
But there are, again, those fish have all come back around and there, you know, that's just the cycle that works. I mean, Stu and I have been talking about this for many, many years. You know, when the river's low, he's having a hard time in kokanee. When the river's high, he's crushing them in kokanee. So, you know, they push. They just push a little bit along. They get the water they like. You know, that's just nature. It's going to go where it likes it and where the bait is, and that's how it works.
Yeah. Well, have you talked to Stu Shear lately? I mean, I've been getting some good reports from kokanee this year, too.
Oh, yeah. I talked to him. Yeah, they're catching them inside right now, real close. Mm-hmm. In Bay Boudreau and stuff. I mean, it's the trout are there, the reds are there. So, and the reds have been there for a long time. The reds have been really, really good. All the redfish have been that I know come down for the tournaments. They've been going in that area and they've been whacking some fish. So, lots. I mean, just schools and schools that you know they report nobody's fishing them. It's really, really crazy.
Yep.
But,
sounds sounds like you got those few good tide days to pick from in the third split. So if somebody wants to try to get in on those,
I know that's so booked up. But
it's
they can catch some negative tides, you know, later and fish and hunt the evening with us.
Yeah.
We could do that, especially early, like the 23rd, 24th, 25th, 26th. That area is going to be still real good because we can hunt the evening because the tides are low at like 5 or 6 in the morning. So you got all day to come up. So you get out there around lunch and you have a really good hunt.
Well, there you go. That's for the late sleeping duck hunters. You even got it for
I got a lot of those. You know, it's so funny. Everybody thinks you got to be out there at daylight, but I don't like shooting ducks at daylight. I can't pick the male from the female, and I don't see my gun barrel well, and it's, I don't know, I just don't like it, you know. I don't like shooting them early. I don't like shooting them when the sun's on where I can see what I'm shooting, and you know, and you don't kill that many unless you're hunting wood ducks right at daylight. So what's the use of going to risk your life in the river and go do all that stuff to go kill one extra duck or something like that? I don't get it, but it's just tradition, I think.
Yeah, that and some areas that aren't as tidally affected as you are, it does make a difference being out there right at first light, you know. But where you guys are, it's all about the tides, you know.
Oh, without a doubt, without a doubt. And, you know, just watching them come in from offshore, just watch those blocks come in. And you can see them. It looks like smoke. They're so far away, a couple of miles away, you can see them. And you can watch them come right to you. Just and they cup their wings and come down to the first pond they see, and it's just...
Well, let me know if there's anything I can do to help get you in the boat, you know, beg those guys or offer them a bribe or something to let you get back out there and duck hunt.
Why don't you come down and hunt with me? That way I'll have an excuse.
Well, you got it. That ain't a problem. We'll work on that.
Okay, we'll do
give us your phone number.
We'll get you down. Okay, 504-559-5111. And go to CajunFishingAdventures.com. We're booking them fishing trips for the year right now.
Tell Sarah hello.
Will do, brother.
See you next week. Here he goes, Captain Ryan Lambert.